he took out of their check so much for housing, and he paid them to for working for him, but they had nothing of their own. But that no longer exists. Mostly everyone, well, I guess that little section still have some lower class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would suppose that would be the lowest I can think of right away.
What about lower class white?
I don't know. I don't know where they are. I've seen them at school, but I don't know where they come from directly. And I think it's interspersed, you know, it's all over.
They're not the distinct divisions.
No, they are not. They are not here, to my knowledge.
How are race relations in this part of Mississippi?
On the surface, it is supposed to be superb.
Is there some closet racists around?
Well, yeah. Yes.
Did you see the CBS thing?
No.
The TV, Ed Bradley?
No. My life has been, well, my father, like I said, he would go to work down there, and his dealings were primarily with the white race.
Mm-hmm.
He was very mild-mannered, very soft-spoken, very understanding, very religious. And so he developed a rapport easily. I mean, since he died, which doesn't mean very long ago, it's amazing how well he had established himself by himself. So I never knew that that existed. You know, I knew that there were, at one point, I knew there was white and black. I can't remember at what age, but as far as problems with them, I had no idea. Okay. After I graduated from high school, I went to Chicago. I went to a predominantly white school. It was a Jewish school. Roosevelt University was Jewish. And I think at the most I might have had one black in a class other than myself, but every class I attended was white. When I transferred to Southern, I think the whole campus consisted of no more than 12 blacks at the time, because we were grouped together during lunch. So,
what year was this when you transferred?
68.
I graduated from high school in 68, and that was, I think our class was either the first or second that had blacks in it. I can remember it being a novel experience to see them on campus.
Well, this was the attitude there. Okay, so I came back to Williams. Well, I married. My father was the kind of person that felt like education was acquiring property, the religion, acquiring property, and education was the top and foremost in his mind. And in fact, as I've told my friends, that we never thought about stopping school at high school. You know, there was no interval for us.
Mm-hmm.
You were there to finish college, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came back, I've always been educational minded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a son, and I wanted the best for him. Now, my father was instrumental in getting his start in this area. You know, he was a pioneer of it, in this particular section of the country. But I didn't want my child to go to his start. I felt like it was more or less babysitting services. I felt like the teachers were not competent, not because of no fault of their own, but because they needed jobs, and the pay wasn't the top, so, you know, this is who you hire. Well, they have one kindergarten in this town. So I began to search to see if I could get my child in this kindergarten, because it was integrated at the time. It was sponsored by the First Baptist Church. And you know what a First Baptist Church is? White First Baptist Church. So I asked, because of my dad's contact, I was always considered pretty high up the totem pole, and I could relate. And eventually ended up, I managed to always have white friends. I managed to go to places where only whites are.